WTBR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Negotiations to wind down the Gaza war and the release of the Hamas hostages begin tomorrow with a hostage release first on the agenda. More from the BBC's Lise Doucette.
In Cairo, the negotiators will discuss what are still significant differences remaining before that ceasefire and hostage release can take place. Now, the diplomatic moves come after the Palestinian militant group Hamas responded positively, at least to parts of a 20-point peace plan put forward by President Trump.
Democrats and Republicans continue to blame one another for the government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson has canceled all votes this week for the House as the president threatens to fire federal workers who, for now, are furloughed. Johnson spoke about the possible firings with CBS's Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation.
I anticipate it will have to be soon because Chuck Schumer turned off the funding sources and whomever is the
chair. Do you want that as leverage?
Neither does the president. No, the president wants the government open. He's pleaded with Schumer and Hakeem in person in his office to do that, and they said no.
A CBS News poll finds Americans from both parties beyond angry about the shutdown. CBS News Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
Many Americans don't think either party's positions are worth having a government shutdown over. Just 28% think the Democrats' positions are worth that, and just 23% say that about the Republicans' positions. And it's worth noting that only half of Democrats nationwide think their own party's positions are worth a shutdown, and even fewer Republicans say that of the GOP's position.
In Oregon, a federal judge says the Trump administration cannot send National Guard troops to Portland, at least for now. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This isn't just a temporary restraining order. This could change, but at this point, the court is saying that she finds it's more likely than not that the president exceeded the scope of his statutory authority.
In Washington, CBS's Linda Kenyon reports farmers are about to get some much-needed help from the Trump administration.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says a significant aid package for America's soybean farmers will be announced Tuesday. The Trump administration hopes this temporary move will help farmers get through a rough patch after losing one of their biggest markets. China is now buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. President Trump plans to discuss the situation with China's president when the two meet on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in South Korea.
In Munich, Germany, the 190th Oktoberfest is over, wrapping up the world's largest folk festival with a traditional gun salute. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny, breezy, and very warm again, though not as hot as yesterday with high temperatures near 80. For tonight, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing. It'll be breezy with lows in the mid-50s. A few lingering showers on Monday, a high of 66. Right now, 75 degrees.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Multicultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
is Augie's Polka, and it's been by Eddie Haw's band out of Milwaukee, kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody, glad you could join us today. Good music on the way, of course, just like you heard. And I'm Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here on the Civic Media Radio Network with the Sunshine Party. Okay, well, let's continue here with some music. And it's a polka celebration, yeah. Chad Sibilski and the band.
When you're feeling down and out and need some cheering up, well, I'm gonna tell you what you need to do. Get on out and listen to your favorite polka band. Well, it's guaranteed to help you chase away the blues.
We're gonna have a polka celebration. You bring your friends out and I'll bring mine. We're gonna have a polka celebration. We're gonna party and have a good time. Its happy rhythm makes you feel so fine. Well, it's got that touch of happiness, your smile, it cheers you up. There's nothing like a polka, any place or any time. We're gonna have a polka celebration. You bring your friends out and I'll bring mine. We're gonna have a polka celebration. We're gonna party and have a good time. Celebration. You bring your friends out and I'll bring mine. We're gonna have a polka celebration. We're gonna party and have a good time. We're gonna have a polka celebration. You bring your friends out.
the polka country musicians for you right there. Mm-hmm. Nice tune, huh? Remember that country song they did, Little Bitty? That was like an Alan Jackson song. Hey, we got another one here called Think of Me by the same band here, the polka country musicians. Let's give that a spin, shall we?
Again, you hung the phone up quick when I walked in. You go out with your new friends, but never have them in. And then get mad if I ask where you've been. Think of me before you go. There's one thing more you should know. You'll have regrets, just wait and see. But when you do, don't think of me. If we both give up now, we'll never win. Before I say I told you so, I'm gonna count to 10. And when I get through, I'll say it once again. Think of me before you go. There's one thing more you should know. You'll have regrets, just wait and see. But when you do, don't think of me. Think of me before you go. There's one thing more you should know. You'll have regrets, just wait and see. But when you do, don't think of me.
Think of Me by the Polka Country Musicians. Yeah. Hey, we are continuing with more music here. And we've got Don Grayley coming up here next. And you are tuned to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show right here on AM 1320 WFHR, also on FM 97.5. And we are the Civic Media Network. Yeah, we're the Chromatic Polka? Yeah, we can do that too in a little bit. Right now, we're going to play the Strip Polka.
Now there's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays a polka while she strips.
Take it off! Take it off!
Cries a voice from the rear.
Take it off! Take it off!
Soon it's all you can hear. But it's only a polka and just pantomime, so she stops. And always just in time. Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you'll fall. Someday church bells will chime in triple God time.
she's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers of May. And she hoped to retire to a ranch someday. But you can't buy a ranch until you're up in the chips. So the band plays a polka while she strips.
Take it off! Take it off!
Cries a voice from the rear.
Down in front! Down in front!
Soon it's all you can hear. But it's only the polka and just pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you'll fall. Someday church bells will chime in strip polka time.
Don Graylick and the Strip Polka. Hey, we got one more I wanted to play here, and that's the Chromatic. That'll take us out of our first segment here. The Chromatic Polka. Chromatic Polka. Hey, with that, we're going to take a little break right now. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show right here on FM 97.5 and 1320 WFHR, the media, Civic Media Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Yes, we have an album up here from Vern Meisner called Lost Gold. And it is all his recordings from the master tapes that were never released before, and they put them on here. Of course, you also have the studio conversations between the engineer and the musicians. And they talk back and forth, you know, about what they're going to be doing on the song. And on this particular record here, it's called the Lake City Polka, and you'll hear him go one, and then, you know, he was counting down. So, good music. Yeah, this is from his album Lost Gold. But let's give this one a spin, shall we? Here we go.
Gonna be on a 45, Jim.
Oh,
I tell you what, bring us in. Start from nothing and bring us in on the control, you know? And then when we leave, I'll just say we're going out, you know?
Right.
It's going to be something different.
How does it start?
Ain't that the truth?
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Now that Hamas has agreed to release its hostages, it's up to negotiators to figure out how and when. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation.
The logistics behind the release of these hostages. How do you stop the fighting? Who's going to go in and get them? You know, when are they going to be released? Where are they picked up? What are the processes for this?
House Speaker Mike Johnson blames Democrats for the continuing government shutdown.
They're using this for political games, and it is shameful, and real people are getting hurt.
CBS New survey shows Americans hold Democrats and Republicans responsible. The Trump administration is temporarily blocked from putting the National Guard in Portland. Oregon Capitol Chronicle senior reporter Alex Baumhart says the unrest there is overstated.
These protests have remained very manageable. They've remained mostly peaceful. There is a massive chasm between the perception being broadcast from D.C. and what's actually happening here in Portland.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny, breezy, and very warm again, though not as hot as yesterday with high temperatures near 80. For tonight, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms developing. It'll be breezy with lows in the mid-50s. A few lingering showers on Monday, a high of 66. Currently, it's 76.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. It is October, and we have to get Walter Heyer out right now with some Oktoberfest music. Yeah.
Yeah. Er liebte 20 Frauen zugleich. Mein dritter Mann zur Tür herein.
Schon gründet man den Skatverein.
Da hört man 18, 20, 2.
Ich passe.
Dann geht es rund, dann klingelt's in der Kasse.
So machen sie die halbe Nacht radau.
Und hinterher, dann sind sie alle blau.
Und singen dann das Lied. Wie schön, dass wir
Walter Heyer Orchestra. Some October music there for you. I like that stuff. I really do. Hey, let's turn our attention now to Bruce Bradley out of Minnesota. And here's one he recorded called Red Satin Shoes.
Thank you.
red satin shoes. Look at me now, I'm going dancing in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Thought that I could never be so happy as can be. Just wish I had all my friends dancing here with me. Sun's been shining now that I'm wearing my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues in my red satin shoes. Look at me now, looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no
Satin Shoes, that's Bruce Bradley. Hey, we have a new recording. Well, shouldn't say new recording. I haven't played this one for quite a while. Bud Rizik is a button box player. Don Hunjady's studio put this together. And we're going to play maybe two off of this album right now. Starting out with one entitled The Turn. Whoops, Turnpike Polka. And this is, some button box stuff.
Thank you.
Bud Rizik and Turnpike Polka. Oh, yeah. You know, I got a waltz coming here. And let's give that one a spin real quick before we take another break. It's I Was Wishing Waltz. Wishing Waltz. Yeah, good tune. Hey, with that, we're going to take a little station break, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party and the Civic Media Network right here on WFHR. So stick around with Tim the Polka Guy. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to our last segment here of the Polka Party. Got time for one tune yet to go. We have Stashka Lanka and the Chicago Masters. And it's an album that was recorded live. Yeah. End our program here with the Polish Sausage Polka. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Do this again next week, right here on the Civic Media Network, WFHR. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump is bullish on the apparent Hamas acceptance of his peace deal.
It's a great deal for Israel, and it's a great deal for everybody. And you want to get your hostages back, right? You want them back, or do you not want them back? And it's a great deal for Israel. It's a great deal for the entire Arab world, Muslim world, and world.
And while Hamas has not said yes to all the provisions, it has agreed to release its hostages. How and when that happens, well, that'll be at the top of the talks that start tomorrow in Cairo. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem, where she says some plans for Gaza residents are already taking shape.
The Saudi-owned Al Arabiya news site reported that dozens of heavy Egyptian vehicles entered Gaza and began building temporary displacement camps in the center of the strip. The report said the move is intended to ease the suffering of displaced Palestinians and to prevent them from being expelled outside Gaza. Tens of